Hello, welcome to a special edition of Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. This week, Dr. Wick begins a special series on a growing problem in our country, opioid addiction. And now, here's Dr. David Wick.
Today is the first of a series of interviews with Sheriff Dan Starry. We're going to cover the public safety perspectives on prescription drug use and abuse. With more than 24 years of service with Washington County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Starry, you've just about seen it all, haven't you?
I really have, you know, starting in 1993 as a deputy sheriff, working in the Monomedi area, being a DARE officer, being a narcotics officer. I've sort of worked my way up and through the agency.
And as you've done that, those years of service have influenced your current concerns about the use of prescription drugs such as opioids. How has that happened?
You know, being a DARE officer back in 1995 and working with the students, and, you know, at that time it was certainly the alcohol and marijuana and the harsher drugs. But certainly, you know, during the years, what we've seen is this, especially recently, is the epidemic of the opioid drug abuse and the fatalities that is caused by that.
It is disturbing, too. It seems like you can't listen to the news or look at any news report without there being another opioid-related story. Give me some of your perspectives of what you're seeing here. It's not just out there. It's right here, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you're right on. Whether it's national, whether it's Pioneer Press, Star Tribune, KLBB, you know, the stories are out there. Right here in Washington County, we know that the opioid-related accidental overdoses that result in deaths, we average right around 17 a year. So in 2014, it was 19. In 15, it was 17. Last year, it was 17. And this year, I think we're up to about 7 currently.
I like to often say it's always a statistic until it affects you or your loved ones. And it sounds to me like this is affecting enough now that we need to be very aware. What are some points you have for us to be aware?
You know, it's one of those things that the family members really have to be aware of. What is going on in their own home, whether it's strange behavior, whether it's medications that are, you know, you thought you had 5 in there and now they're down to 2, those type of things. Maybe go over to grandma and grandpa's house and pretty soon they're complaining that, hey, you know, my medication is missing. It's those type of things that we certainly would like people to be aware of.
Well, we definitely have a lot more to talk about together on this. We'll have to continue next week as we're running low on time, but we'll look forward to continuing very soon.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.